I'll just take a picture.
Wait, just move the phone like that. Just wait till you find the dick pic. So at work, I will, if people leave their computers unlocked, I'll open the camera app, take a picture, and then make it the
why
background.
Why are you taking videos?
And then put everything back up. And then so they just find it randomly. But also if they leave their phones around, if it's, even if it's not unlocked, I can get to the camera. So it's popping, take a picture, put it back. And then they like just one day they'll be like,
where the fuck
this come from?
Okay.
So you impress it.
So every week, Alma, like if you go back through Alma's phone, you'll find every week there's a picture. Because she'll leave her phone in the break room while walking, like put it down.
How do you leave your phone in the break room?
Because she's that way.
I almost freaked out when I thought I left my phone over at La Santissima a second ago.
Really?
We were driving here, and I went to go look something up.
Heart attack.
And I was keeping my pants, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I realized it was in my lap, so I couldn't see just like leaving it somewhere and walking away. But yeah, I do the same thing to my niece and nephew. It was hilarious for a while.
What?
To Sebastian and Isabella, their phones. Oh. So I would. Because their passwords were always, well, actually, Sebastian's phone isn't even password protected, but Isabella's was literally just the box on the outside of the dots, because it's one of the Samsung swipe ones. And I just take pictures of myself, just like,
Oh, I love the arm.
And then I just put it as the background of the home screen, not the lock screen,
yeah,
the home
of course,
screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to let them, you know?
Yeah. Or like I took a picture of the pizza I was eating one time and put that as the home screen.
Well, it's good times. Good times. Speaking of good times, do you know if you could head over to Facebook, go to the Facebook page, and you could like and you can share it with your friends? It's a pretty fun thing to do.
Is it?
And comment on stuff.
Facebook was fun for a little while, and then I started reading some of the posts.
Well, don't read other people's posts. Last that's for week. Sure. Don't.
And I got super fucking depressed. I have some friends that need to be blocked.
Friends.
No.
Oh, wait. Hey.
What?
No.
You pointed at me. It's not about you.
Me. I don't post.
Related to him.
yeah, probably. That's the thing. I don't even. I'm not even friends with him on there.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't even notice. He still like tries to like tag me and stuff. It's just my name. Like I never see it because I'm not like I don't. We're not friends on there, so see it.
Yeah.
But then you can head over to Twitter, where our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod,
and you can follow us on there. Mike will follow you back. You could tweet at us, and then Mike will tweet at you. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. And then head over to iTunes where you can subscribe to the show so you can get it downloaded for free every Wednesday and Friday when the new episodes come out. And then you can, you know, rate and review it. You can share that with friends too.
Yeah.
And family members if you want to do that. And then head over to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally and you can do all that stuff there. And if you're not an iTunes user, you can get the RSS feed right there on the website, so you can put it into your other non-iPhone phone.
Wow, that sounds super easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they make the RSS feed super easy.
Yeah.
It's literally blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally/podcast.
Yeah.
It's literally the RSS feed. Took me like a good 2 minutes to figure that out. I was like, what is the RSS feed of this fucking thing? And click on the RSS feed button. Guess what pops up? Yep. Just put /podcast. I was like, well, that actually makes it very easy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are clever and shit. Anyways, comes actually, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody, and joining us today is
Adam.
There you go. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
welcome
guys.
To hello. This week's episode where we don't actually have a plan.
No plan.
There's never a plan.
Yeah, but there's like usually there's like a rough outline of stuff we're going to talk about. I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Well, there weren't any trailers that came out.
There were trailers that came out. I did not watch one of them because I saw the second person in that movie and I was like, well, I'm not going to watch that movie.
Mark Wahlberg.
Nope.
Mark
50 Cent.
Wahlberg? Oh, 50 Cent?
Yep.
Hmm. What movie is he doing?
Isn't something important?
Like, Den of Thieves.
No.
With Gerard Butler.
Oh.
I was like, yeah.
Is that the sequel to Aladdin?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
That would be Prince of Thieves. That's Robin Hood.
What was it? Second or third one?
Something and the like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It had thieves in it, and you're right.
Yeah.
It was like the third Disney animated one. What were you saying, Mike? He was in something important?
Wasn't that a movie? Yeah, like 50 Cent got, I can't remember what it is, but I remember reading the cast list for something,
Let's find out.
50 Cent way down the list. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is he doing in this movie? Like, it was like a movie that you wouldn't expect him to be in right now.
He pops up every now and then in random stuff. He's in your favorite combo movie with Schwarzenegger and Stallone, right? Isn't he in the Escape Plan?
Yeah, he's in Escape Plan.
Wow.
Movie's fucking terrible. So bad.
Not great.
But you like it. And you're looking forward to Escape Plan 2. Escape Harder.
That they already
and three.
Escape with
they
Vengeance.
They made 2 and 3 before they even released 2.
Yeah.
How fucking weird is that?
Because they know they already have your money.
Oh, he's in Escape Plan 2, by the way.
Well, I figured. But there's...
Well, he was in Southpaw, the boxing movie.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
Why would that make sense?
Why did Jake Gyllenhaal
just because
they
was
that, like a retard?
I don't know. It was like the direction they gave him?
Yeah, it was like weird, though. Like, he was like retarded in it.
They're like, hey, please,
He's like just
act
really
like,
dumb. Like, I feel like if he would have played that character just a little bit, like, just more anger issues and like, I can't read or talk good kind of thing.
Like, I can't read or talk good.
That's how he felt. Did you see the movie?
No, I have not.
You
saw
the movie, right?
It's a good movie, but it's like Jake Gyllenhaal throws me off. Like on the all the non-boxing scenes, I'm like, is this guy retarded? No, it's weird.
Well, it could have taken one too many hits to the head.
That was actually the point of the movie.
Yeah, that's no,
but
how it felt
that it wasn't that. It was like he was already dumb. Like, before he started boxing kind of thing.
Oh, kind of boxing was the only thing he could do?
Yeah. It was weird.
I never saw it, but he was in Popstar. But Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Was in Popstar.
He played
I
himself,
got it.
Though.
Vincent D'Onofrio's coming back to Daredevil.
Good job, buddy.
I read it right there on Slash Film.
Good job. I'm proud of you for catching up to a conversation we had before we started recording. The new trailer for Bright came out. The David Ayers, Will Smith, Joel Edgerton.
Oh, I didn't see the trailer. I thought new pictures came out for it.
Well, they released a like a behind the scenes thing last week or something, and then today, this morning, they released an actual new trailer.
And that's Netflix, right?
Yes.
When does that come out?
December 22nd.
Damn. Still ways away.
So far away.
Because it's definitely a movie that I want to see because
God,
it looks
so good.
Yeah, the premise is interesting.
Yeah, the new trailer
it's
shows
like,
more too.
It's like RIPD, but maybe done right.
Well,
yeah. Now, don't get me wrong; I actually kind of liked RIPD.
There's parts of it I enjoyed
exactly.
A lot. And then the CG hit, and I was like, "Well, never mind."
But the movie as a whole is not a good movie.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Speaking of movies in a whole, Dunkirk hits a digital 4K, Blu-ray, DVD, all those things.
So awesome. Not gonna
in
buy
December.
It. Not gonna buy
or,
it.
Well, digitally, December 12th. But, you know.
But it is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, I'd highly suggest
seeing
it.
Why wouldn't you buy that?
I just don't buy movies like that.
No, you know, I watch them all the time.
See, I don't. I've seen it. It's
digital,
already
get it
enough.
A week early.
It's already depressing enough. I don't need to rewatch it.
What I like doing is I like watching a movie that makes me really happy. And then I watch something like Dunkirk. And I'm like, oh, cool. That evens my life out. I was really happy there for a second. I was really getting like, oh, life is good. And then I watched that. I'm like, fuck my life.
I want to ride that high.
And I do the other way. I'm like, fuck it.
You are a masochist.
Yeah, man. I start cutting myself.
And that's why I only buy movies that I can watch over and over and over again. And they're just good, usually happy ending movies.
So
I will say
not Korean
like,
movies.
Yeah, because thinking about that, it's like I do have Paranormal Activity 3, you know, not exactly a happy ending movie, but a good
got
movie.
The Conjuring, Sinister.
Yeah.
All happy movies.
Sinister starts off fucking horribly. Isn't that the one where they watch the video of the people
yeah.
hanging there?
Yes.
It's yeah. amazing. Yeah. I've never seen Sinister 2, though.
Yeah, probably because it was terrible.
Oh, was it?
I'm Did glad we see I didn't that in the theater? There. If I block that movie out, because I want to say that
Sinister,
I would see
the first one.
We yes, saw it because I didn't make it because I got food poisoning.
Yes. From like from Chipotle to the theater, you bailed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was just me and you watching that
one. So no, I haven't seen Sinister 2 then.
I watched it. Not great.
No?
No, I had such high hopes for it.
Obviously, it was the same ghost, but was it... It was obviously a different family, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
he dies at the end.
Like everybody, yeah. Everybody's dead as shit. Spoiler alert, by the way, everybody dies in that fucking movie.
He could come back.
As a ghost.
Exactly.
I'm going to haunt the ghost. I don't think that's how it works.
But see, I love owning movies that, like, the superhero movies because they're such, you know, good.
Fun
movies.
Exactly. Rewatchable stuff. They're
very rewatchable. Or, you know, not Alien. Well, yes, Aliens movies. But I was going to say, like, Independence Day, you know, stuff like that. You know, in Die Hard. Really high action. Usually wraps up with a happy ending. Just a good, fun watch.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can watch the first part of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 every day.
Oh, so can everyone.
It's amazing.
Fucking fantastic. They could have literally given me that and just like a David Hasselhoff music video, and I'd be like, yeah, best sequel fucking ever made.
God.
Let's do this.
I noticed, though, the one that I catch myself watching the most right now, because it's on a lot of channels right now, it's on like HBO and FX, is Pacific Rim. It's been all over the place.
So good.
Yeah. So every time I jump in on it, I just finish it from that point on.
Pacific Rim is one of those movies I want to watch the whole thing, so if I catch part of it, I'm like, well, fuck it. Yeah. Watching the whole thing. Just watch this. Go find whatever version I'm going to watch and just watch the whole goddamn thing. All right, whatever. Plus,
I've only seen pieces of that movie.
What?
Yeah.
Are you adopted?
It's so good.
You need.
Well,
to
I haven't been
it.
Living with him for a while.
But what does that fucking mean?
That's not an excuse.
Been out for but 4 years now?
Yeah, man.
3 years? 2 years? Somewhere.
Man, you have terrible
multiple
friends.
Years, for sure.
I really do have terrible friends.
Yeah.
They're not into movies.
Need better friends.
Don't look at my Joe. iTunes movies right now, and there's literally, of the movies that I bought, because I, thinking about it, I actually didn't buy.
How many do you have?
80.
Well, I have 80. But
how
there,
did you know that right away?
Because we've been going through,
oh,
yeah.
through it.
I don't even want to look at my account. Go ahead.
Mine's so not saying, bad at all.
There's a handful that I didn't buy. I was gifted them. And one of them was Paranormal Activity 3. I got it from him.
How did I get what?
You gave me a digital copy of an extra one that you had or something like that.
Okay.
There's literally not a movie on here that has a bad ending.
Not a one?
Of
not
all
a
the
one.
Ones that I've purchased, which is the majority of these, I'd probably say about 90% of these. Not a bad ending on any of them.
Let's see. I mean, this is going to be fucking horrible to look at. Does it tell you the number on here? Somewhere?
I don't think so, actually.
How'd you know I have 80?
Because on the Apple TV, it tells
you.
Oh,
Apple TV, that tells you what's in, yeah, it doesn't
how many
say
I
that.
Have in there.
I don't have that hooked up in this room, so I can't look at that.
Oh, that sucks.
Because we're in the... We're in the recording studio, not the movie watching studio.
Nope.
Oh, Black Swan got one of those terrible fucking posters too.
Really?
I don't know how I feel about those.
Why is There's that?
They're doing a whole bunch of their like their Day of the Dead-ish. Like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter has one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
I just realized Black Swan had one too.
So random.
How many other movies do I have that have those terrible fucking posters? Oh, gross. Yeah, I have the original
section.
Captain America because I bought
it. A whole section?
A whole section right now on iTunes.
Oh, man.
Are they going to switch them back? When
they do this
done?
Sometimes where they give like random posters.
Guess I don't pay attention.
Where do you see that?
It's on iTunes. You go to the $4.99 horror through the years, and everything in that collection has one of those weird covers.
Oh, you also have dick figures?
Yeah, dude. I bought it. It was on sale for like $4.99 the other
fantastic.
Day.
Fantastic.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy that for sure.
I need to rewatch that movie.
I rewatched it. I was like, God damn it. So funny.
Hilarious. And then it just makes me want to go back and watch the one of the first episodes, which was the Call of Duty one.
Yeah, the...
It's probably my favorite one of theirs.
Flame War.
Yeah,
I love that episode. I show that episode to everybody. Oh, yeah, see, look. So it says Ghostbusters, right?
Yes.
But look what it says on the poster. Ghostbusters, answer the call.
Yeah, it does.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
That's how they differentiate it. So instead of calling it Ghostbusters 2016, they're like, Ghostbusters, answer the call.
Wait. Which is weird because...
So strange. It's like with...
Only the art says that. Like
Edge of Tomorrow.
Else says, yeah, Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah. Which is the name of the graphic novel.
Yeah. But at least on that...
Oh, Hoosier's got a new poster.
At least on that, it does say Live, Die, Repeat.
Edge of Tomorrow.
It does say Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow. Where Ghostbusters, on mine at least, just says Ghostbusters 2016.
Yeah, the title says it, but the poster, it looks different.
Yeah.
Oh, did you buy the one that's unrated, though?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I own the 3D version somewhere.
Somewhere?
About well, it went into a box when I moved, and I don't know where all my movies are.
So far, I only have two of those posters online.
I don't have any, but that's because I don't have very many.
I was like, why do I have Lolita? But I bought that Stanley Kubrick collection.
Oh, that explains it.
And I was like, really? What the fuck do I have this for?
Because you're a weird person.
That is a true thing. It is a true statement. Mike, what other movies have that poster? Do you think I would own? Good talk.
Well, I'm trying to think. Obviously, obviously, the Paranormal Activity 3 doesn't have it, so 1, 2 probably don't either.
Then it just went past them, yeah.
Yeah.
There's really only a handful of movies with the different
and
posters.
What were you saying earlier about someone who makes movies? You're asking my friends that make movies?
Yeah.
Jason and Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did well, they do a third
Justin
one?
And Aaron. Justin and Aaron. Sorry, Justin and Aaron.
Their new one is going through the festivals right now.
Oh, okay. Because I've been waiting for it to come out.
Got back from Toronto, I think.
I don't know.
I got to say, those Toronto? I thoroughly enjoyed them. I bought Resolution. I'm contemplating buying Spring.
You should. Not just think about it. Just do it.
Spring was awesome.
Yeah.
Resolution, I've watched 3 times on my own and pretty much play it for all my friends.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Endless is the new one. It'll be out in the beginning of the year. In the theaters. Hopefully everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I only have those 2. I have a lot of movies on here.
You do.
Jesus.
Too bad you didn't know how many.
Yeah, I could go in the other room and tell you. Sort by title. Sort by genre. Why would it? How do you separate those? Oh, it just literally just goes, oh, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just changed it here, and then you scroll, and you get to the other section. Well, I obviously have a lot of action movies.
Yeah.
So dumb. Why would you do that? Dumb, stupid app.
What still bothers me is my Alien collection. It's out of order, but only by one movie. And, like, I get it.
Because of the titles?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
Alien, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, and then Aliens. It bothers me.
I watched the Bourne movies do that, too.
The last 10 minutes of Alien Resurrection the other day.
Why? That's, like, the worst part of that movie.
I was like, well... When Ripley's like,
oh. Making out with that fucking alien.
So you watched the worst part of the worst movie.
Yeah. I was just flipping through the channels and it was on. Oh, gotcha. So I was like,
I thought maybe like,
I didn't realize where it was. It was like,
you saw it, you're like, this alien. And then
Xenomorph, okay. And I was like, oh, okay, let's finish this out. And then I saw Ron Perlman yelling at some weird pilot guy. He's like, and I'm like, oh, this looks terrible.
Yeah.
And then the alien got ripped out of the fucking spaceship. I was like, this looks like garbage trash.
After Ripley sits there and makes out with it.
Yeah, all weird. And I was like...
She was distracting it.
Yeah, but still.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't remember that part.
You don't need to. It's not anything that you need to watch at all.
I'm going to watch it now just because I saw the last little bit. I was like, I don't remember anything about this movie. I'm going to have to do this.
It was awful.
No, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah, but, you know, curiosity, bro. I got to finish it out now.
Kill the cat.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
How'd Mike die?
Ooh, I can get a free poster for Justice League if I buy tickets, too.
I wonder if it'll be like that one.
I wonder what poster it is, though. They show the Alex Ross-looking one. Did you see the new one? Did you see the new poster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the silhouette of Superman in the middle?
That one would be dope, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like that one because it has a different saying this time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Not a different saying, but like a different way of looking at it. Like the weird thing about that one is they're pseudo hand drawn.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird, but it looked pretty dope. Does it show? It is. Oh, wait a minute! It looks like the new one.
Ooh,
might just be worth buying tickets now.
Yeah,
who wants to go to see Justice League with me?
Okay,
like that was gonna be a thing. Like, nope. Don't want to.
Yeah, not at all.
Nope. You can't tell me. Well, we're not going to go see it today, October 25th.
Nope.
Literally, it's like the day. It's like, hey, there's no showings. Duh, dipshit. Otherwise, I'd be going to see it right now.
Would be awesome if there was one.
I mean, people wouldn't know. Did you do the Kindle app, by the way? The update to the Kindle app?
I just did all the updates to my phone.
Jesus, dude, it's just like the Audible app.
Yeah.
Like when you can close the book down and it just goes to the bottom bar. You can go back to your I don't know why you would do that, but then you can click on it. Is it Rebecca Hood? That was really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very bizarre.
Very, well, I guess I usually do. I would see it tomorrow morning when I, tomorrow before I go to work and update my.
Dude, what the hell? They have a 6:05 showing, Cinema 1 for Justice League. 6:05, what the fuck?
Well, it's probably, it's a long movie.
No, it's not. It's 2 hours. 2 hours. It's the show. It's literally like, other than
what. But then the next one they could put in there is around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what it is at.
Right? Yeah.
Well, usually they just do two. They just do two movies.
Or they don't go past the midnights.
No.
They
usually try to do like a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock, yeah. And the 10 o'clock goes past midnight, and then the next morning, whatever. Let's just verify. Let's see how well it's selling out. Oh, middle section's almost completely gone.
Of course.
As
it should be, really.
Yeah. Mike, you want to go Thursday night? That's the. What day is that? That's a good fucking question. What day did I pick? November 16th?
I can't commit to something that far out.
Man, you a bitch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I mean, I meant it, but like, I didn't mean to say it out loud where everyone could hear me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, I brought that up to show you the poster that we apparently have all seen. There's clips too, but I'm not going to watch them.
No.
I'm going to stay strong. I like this, though. Like, that's like one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah.
Like,
the one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
God.
It's so fantastic. It's just, so for people who can't see the picture I just showed everybody, it's Jason Momoa's Aquaman being grabbed by a cyborg in the air, and he's got this fucking just stupid, silly grin on his face. And Cyborg, of course, looks super serious. And then he's like, yeah! Super awesome. I think it's super awesome, but whatever. I just think it's funny that that's the clip they chose to.
Have you read any of the rumors on Star Wars yet? Or, like, try to spoil anything for yourself?
Are you talking about the Rey as Palpatine one?
No, just in general.
Oh, no, I've been trying to see you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I have my own theories. I don't need anyone else's fucking stupid ideas. What are your theories?
Because I keep coming across the dumb ones, and I'm like, if one of these turn out to be true, it'd be kind of impressive. But
well, big one is when Finn wakes up, he gets his memories back. He knows who he is. Or they find out who he is, and he. I'm not too sure if he doesn't like it or if he's just like wants to know more about it. I think I'm off the thing where Finn's bad at one point. I think I'm
about done Luke? With that theory.
Now Luke's good. He'll be fine. I do want the rumor of him throwing lightning to be true though.
Because they released that.
He's got one real hand. If he throws lightning, I will literally come on whoever's in front of me. In a like metaphorically, not like, yes, not like literally.
You actually said literally.
It's a reverse Gallagher show.
Shut up!
Because the one that made me go like I don't think it's gonna happen, but I was like, oh, it's a good point. Is it showed all of the posters of Star Wars, not all of them, but like some of the main ones, and it was just a meme, and it was Mark Hamill tweeted out because he likes to troll Star Wars fans, yeah, and it's like the villain's always lurking in the back, and in the new one, it's Mark Hamill, Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker in the back, and sure enough, you go through all the other ones, and you're like, oh yeah, everybody else in the background is a bad guy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know Cody brought that one up, to me at least.
Yeah.
One time before.
The other thing, too.
And also with Poe.
Yeah, Poe's on the bad guy side, yeah. That was an interesting little thing. Like, I was like, you have, like, Snook's nowhere on that poster. No. So I almost thought, like, oh, he's not going to be very prevalent in this particular movie, right?
But
which
be
we
fair,
knew he was.
In the original series, Palpatine was never on.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was never really a big
presence
in the movies either. Just, like, little spots, you know, whatever. But, like, he was pretty, he was very, I mean, he was in a few scenes in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in a few scenes in this one, too. I'm just saying, I thought it was weird that like, they Poe on one side. I was like, oh, you can't give everything on the poster away, but...
Right.
You know. I don't know, whatever, but...
What if it turns out that Finn is Phasma's son, or something like that?
Well, then they might have an issue with throwing, showing. Well, I mean, she gave him up, so not a great mom. But then again, she's a stormtrooper, so
right.
Well, if the,
that's why she's so hard on him.
If Shattered Empire is anything, the comic book, she's actually a rebel spy.
Oh, really?
Her parents were rebel spies, but the I haven't read it yet. I don't know if it's the comic book or the novel that just came out about Phasma, but it was said that she murdered her parents and blamed it on their clan.
Hmm.
But I don't know if that's like part of the ploy because she's trying to like deep into it. But her parents were rebel spies.
Hmm.
Like actual rebels, yeah,
yeah,
spies.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you say that the wrong way, it just sounds like, oh, they were rebels, like in, like they were spies. No, no, they were rebellion part. Like they were in the spies. Yeah. Yeah. So like she was trained in espionage, but
interesting.
Yeah. There's a, if you want to lose your mind, there's a timeline on the Fanipedia one, where like somebody, like these people went through like all canon stuff. So books, comic books, like youth novels, everything, movies, and broke down a timeline. And it's all based around the Battle of Yavin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so you have like, you know, the year is 2017 AD after death. They do before Battle of Yavin.
Mm-hmm.
So BBY. And then they have after the Battle of Yavin. That's like their turn, like the turning point. So that's when the end of the Civil War happened, which is not technically when it ended. That's when the shifting power changed.
Right.
So when you go back, it's like 3,125 years before the Battle of Yavin was like the birth of like the first Jedi.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like they literally just break it down crazy. They have like Finn's birthday, and they have Poe's birthday, and they have like all. It's ridiculous.
Where do you find this information? I've read some of the books.
It's all apparently, if you just go through everything, it's just in there. So it gives you the exact age of every character, including Rey, who, oddly enough, anybody guess how old she actually was in the events that took place in The Force Awakens?
15.
Oh. Wrong.
How old?
Any guesses? Let's go around the table. I know the answers. So I'm not going to guess because my guess would be correct.
26.
No.
38.
No.
14.
Rey. We're talking about Rey.
72.
Mike's out. What do you think?
21. Tatooine years.
No. You're close.
What'd you say? 22?
21. Than he is.
21?
And you're definitely fucking wrong. 20. Okay. I'll give you a hint. Does anybody know how old Luke and Leia were in the events of episode 4?
Nope.
Mike's going to be like, 107?
113. Were
they like 18, 19?
They were 19.
19.
Guess old Rey was?
19.
Weird parallels, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Star Wars.
Stephen King write this?
Guess who is the same age gap between Rey and the same between Luke or Leia and Han?
Would it be Ben?
Nope.
Not Ben Kenobi.
Nope. So there's an age gap between Han Solo and Princess Leia, or Leia Organa. Guess who has that same age gap between Rey and that person?
Are you looking at Finn?
Yep.
I thought Finn looked like
they're going to get together.
I'm just going by timelines, kids.
Hmm.
Just saying. Saying.
I think Finn
is good at shooting. Gay?
Gay.
I mean, I mean, 2017, don't put anyone in a box, you know what I mean?
That's true.
But it would be
I just want it to happen.
It wouldn't be the first gay couple. They're the first gay couple I know of that was in Star Wars were the people that Finn was going with in Maz Kanata's bar. Those are two dudes.
Yeah.
That are married.
It's not specifically said, but like what Mike is saying. In the books
they were, yeah.
Yeah, like what Mike says, if you put that in the movies, that it just comes out that Poe and Finn are gay.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic. Just a number of people that would lose their minds.
I would cheer, but yeah, get it!
Yeah!
Get it! I don't know who's the power bottom, but someone's going to get it.
Put your finger in it.
Oh, whoa! Jesus, it's a Disney movie still, man. Holy shit. You can lop off arms and heads, but man, talking about putting fingers in orifices, you have gone too far. You have gone too far.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that at Disneyland.
First off, that is not what was said. What was said was, put your finger in it, not put your finger in him.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Get your fucking facts right. It's not like I said it on a child's
ride. That Pirates of the Caribbean ride was oddly explicit.
It's true. It was. I don't know who's writing those scripts.
Yeah.
So when we went to Disneyland in July. Here we go. July. We went in July. I'm almost positive.
Not even close. It was July.
Because the Guardians.
It was at the end of the month. Yep.
Because Guardians opened and that's why we went. It was well into our day. Mm-hmm. We were already tired because we were up way too late the night before.
Yeah.
And then drove up from San Diego. It was hot. It was humid. We were some of us were thirsty. And both of us were hungry. And my brain to mouth filter, which doesn't work very often anyways, was just completely shut off.
No.
And this couple in the back row of one of the boats coming back in from the ride were kissing, and I just out loud said, "Put your finger in her." And then I realized what I said out loud, and I was like, "Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that."
Yeah.
And Joe's like, "What'd you say?" I was like, "Don't worry about it.
Let me explain it." And I was like, "No, yeah, you shouldn't say that."
See, I was Disneyland. I mean, it would have been nice to not say it out loud, but no one heard me, so it wasn't like I, you know, got kicked out or anything.
Well, just the people within our radius.
They didn't act like they heard it.
No.
They were pretty.
Because would you act like you heard that?
Scared. They're like, yeah. "Oh, don't make eye contact.
The little one with the tattoos is scaring me." It was a good time though.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Not safe for work. That's my nickname.
Not safe for life.
What? How dare you be correct?
How dare you, sir?
Right?
Yeah. How dare you? What other news came out? Oh, Bad Boys spinoff TV show starring Gabrielle Union.
Oh, we're getting that now, too?
Yeah, apparently.
Is that the Orc one on Netflix?
No, that's Bright. We were talking about that already.
Oh, okay.
Bad Boys, you know what the movie Bad Boys is?
Yeah, but it said, like Bad Boys and Mordor. That was Netflix's tagline.
Yeah, it was for Bright. We talked about that already. That's for Bright. Thanks for paying attention to the show you're on.
Because it has Will Smith in it.
Yeah.
But this will be Bad Boys
spinoff.
The TV show.
Well, spinoff.
Oh. Spin-off. Like a Lethal Weapon. Or how they did Lethal Weapon.
Well, Lethal Weapon's a TV remake of a show. This would be a spinoff.
Yeah.
So taking Gabrielle Union's character from... have you seen Bad Boys 2?
Yeah.
Do you know who Gabrielle Union is?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Plays Martin Lawrence's sister.
Yeah.
Who Will Smith's trying to throw down in.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty much just guaranteed at the end they do.
Yes.
It's going to be a show based on her. So a spinoff would be like FBI a character. Agent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. She was some type of... Yeah.
I think she's D.
Or was it DA? She was some sort of law enforcement, but not in the same law enforcement.
Yeah, they were cops.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible cops.
Hey, they got the job done.
Yeah. With a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah.
They spilled corpses everywhere. That was one of my favorite scenes, by the way, when the truck slides and the corpses fly out.
I thought your favorite scene would be the, was it the Lamborghini scene?
The freeway scene is my favorite one for sure, because when he lets loose of that machine gun and fucking destroys his dashboard, makes me giggle every single time. Oh, Venom's going to be motion capture for the movie, by the way, with Tom Hardy.
Oh, that's dope.
Yep. Full-on motion capture.
That is dope.
Yeah. I was like, well, obviously, he doesn't need to bulk up too much. He's gonna, because, I mean, it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Try to stop him from bulking up.
No. Good I'm not going to try and stop him from doing anything.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
You cast anybody else in that yet?
A couple people, yeah.
Anybody good? Anybody have nope?
There was one announced the other day.
Is Spider-Man going to be in it?
No. This is not tied to...
Oh, that's right. This isn't tied to the Spider-Universe at all.
Nope. Not Tom Holland's Spider-Man universe, at least.
Yeah. Watch him bring back Tobey Maguire.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
I would like for Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire just to be in it.
Right?
Just walking around the background.
They make their cameo with Stan Lee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just pull Joel McHale. From the first Spider-Man movie?
Where he plays
where the baker.
As long as Bruce Campbell's in it.
There we go.
Needs to shut him down somehow.
Right.
The only person to stop Spider-Man in all three movies.
Yep.
Bruce Campbell.
Yep.
It's a fun fact you can share with your friends. Stop sending me text messages. Jesus.
Can't stop, won't stop. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Mike.
It wasn't Mike, it was people from work.
No.
Not talking about work stuff, like your friends do.
They're not friends. They're just people I work with.
I've heard both ways.
Yeah, hear that, fellow employees at Best Buy with Joe.
Do we I don't, hang out
not
with them?
Your friend.
Do I hang out with them? No.
At work you do.
That's forced hanging out with them.
He's paid.
Yeah.
He's basically a friend prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Less friend. Yeah. More prostitute.
More prostitute.
Because
I hang out with you guys for free.
I don't know. I saw some about someone else is hired for. I don't remember what it was. Doesn't matter. It wasn't anything big. But they're starting like actual production on it, though. Filming started the other day. So that's fun.
And we were talking about this on the car ride over. Harrison Ford. What outside of the ones that are franchises?
So no Star Wars, no Indiana Jones.
Nor Blade Runner.
No Blade Runner. Oh, now, yeah, franchise. Yeah. Blade Runner.
There was
one more, too.
Jack
there?
Ryan.
Jack Ryan. No Jack Ryan.
So what's your favorite?
Is he more than one of those?
Yeah. Clear and Present.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And,
Patriot
Games. That's right, yeah, I forgot.
So what would you pick as your favorite?
Well, it's not Hollywood Homicide. We know that.
Adam's favorite.
Yeah.
He was barely in the Star Wars Christmas special, so.
Greatest Harrison Ford movie ever.
Fugitive, I think, would be my favorite.
We determined that was the biggest one.
Yes.
Outside of those.
I think it's my favorite one that's not, he's not playing Indiana Jones or Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Or Deckard, but.
Or Deckard, or.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, yeah. I would say Fugitive, for sure, would be my favorite, I think.
Once we hit on it, that's pretty much what the consensus was.
Yeah.
But.
Nailed it.
Air Force One was a close call.
I enjoy the movie. I think that one's more, because that one's a really big ensemble
mm-hmm.
piece. But I mean, I think by far his best performance was of his outside of Indiana Jones, which would be, I think, his best stuff.
Yes.
American Graffiti. He was good in that too.
He was also in the sequel.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Can't say that one then.
Nope.
Cancel.
I didn't realize there was a sequel to that.
Neither did I until I was going through the, his IMDb, American Graffiti, or
it's literally a part two.
No, it was it wasn't a part two. It was like something else.
Trying to think what other.
So I also said there was Air Force One, and
they named shoes after that movie. So
Joe, like, not really.
I like 6 days, 7 nights.
Yeah, which is weird that you like that.
Because it's just a fun, stupid movie.
Because it has Harrison Ford in it.
And it also has Harrison Ford in it. And it's funny.
Fart noise. The Harrison.
Okay, so there's American Graffiti.
Fucking spelled Ford wrong. Jesus Christ.
You got Harrison right, though.
Oh, yeah. More American Graffiti.
Yeah.
He was unaccredited as Officer Bob Falfa.
Oh, so you didn't play the same character?
No, no one did.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like Grease 2, the mm-hmm. terrible fucking movie with the bowling alley.
I did think it was funny. I found out that he was in Kung Fu, the TV series. He played
Mr. No, he does Harrison. Play the same character. Mr. That's the same character.
Is it?
Yeah.
So he grew up to be a cop, eh?
Yeah, after torturing him.
Oh,
after,
yeah.
Oh, sure. After crashing his hot rod at the end of American mm-hmm. Graffiti.
I mean, for a little bit, he was in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Did you show Adam your picture? You told him about it, right?
I told him about it, yeah.
Okay. The Indiana Jones picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I've been telling everybody about it.
Did we ever tell him?
Yeah, I told him about it.
You told him about it.
Yeah. Did he tell you about the awesome nameplate?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I can't wait to fucking see that, dude.
It'll be fantastic. November 1st, which is, what, next week?
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Wait, what's the nameplate?
It says...
Oh, you didn't tell him about the nameplate?
I'd mess not have.
Oh, my God. Or, well,
you're talking about the poster that's signed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know about that.
So when we get it framed, what happened was that they couldn't really frame it with, like, the signature and everything visible.
Mm-hmm.
So we, mostly Cody, but it's still, I mean, it's still a fantastic way to go. It's just Cody was the one that was like, no, it should be like this. And it's like, oh, yeah, where it looks just like a portrait. So you don't see any of the white borders around
okay.
it. You don't. So it just looks like a portrait. And then we decided to go along. Cody convinced me to go along with the make it look like an old art museum piece, where it has a nameplate on the bottom, and it says Dr. Henry Jones, 1935?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was the date that Temple of Doom was supposed to have taken care of.
Oh, that is pretty awesome.
Which, because the picture he's in, it looks very Temple of Doom, because it's like ragged shirt and he has the satchel and stuff on.
Okay. That's what prompted our Harrison Ford conversation, because I want him to get a Han Solo one.
Yes.
And get a Deckard one.
And I would have the
Han Solo Museum.
Yeah.
Or the Harrison Ford Museum.
Yeah.
The many faces of Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Hollywood Homicide.
Ugh,
there's nothing from that one.
Damn,
so.
I'm going to throw my shoe at your face with my foot still in it. Cowboys and Aliens.
That was awesome.
I do love that movie, but it's not because of him.
Yeah. 13.
Ooh, buddy.
Sorry. Woo! Now I'm going to stick with my first one. And then I'll say The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Dr. Richard David Kimball.
Has anybody seen What Lies Beneath?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's not bad.
It's a good movie.
As a horror movie, I wanted to see it.
It's a suspense movie.
It's a suspense. It's listed.
Yeah, they always are.
There's like a weird supernatural element to it at one point, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's not like a ghost doesn't come out and like punch him in the dick or something.
Because I was going through all the horror movies on Hulu and Netflix trying to find stuff to watch a couple days ago.
Sabrina. He was great in Sabrina. You ever seen Sabrina? Not the Teenage Witch.
Not the Teenage Witch one. No, I haven't.
You've seen Sabrina, right? Man.
But I came across that one, What Lies Beneath, and I'm like, oh, that's right. It's a Harrison Ford movie. I don't recall it being like a horror movie, though.
He's a psychologist in that, right?
Something like that.
Is he said dead people?
No. Sixth Sense. Oh. Yeah. There's not a red theme in it.
Willis. Did he die at the end?
He's a professor.
No, he died in the beginning. Awful.
He's a professor? Okay, is that what it is? I couldn't remember. I know he's a he plays Doctor something or other. Hmm. But he's called in because of... I can't remember what it was now. It's been so long since I watched it.
It says something about a murder of a beautiful college student.
Something about someone... is possessed or supposed to be possessed. I can't remember what it was. It's been forever since I've seen it.
Still ended up going on a tear of Halloween movies. Watched Blair Witch, which
I was hoping...
The new one, the 2016 version. I didn't know that they made a remake of the original one.
It's less of a remake, more just like a real movie of it versus a found footage one.
Which was weird because... And that bothered me. There was a couple points that bothered me of the movie. First off, I wanted to see the original one because I've never seen the original one. But this one starts off the same, I would imagine, where it says, you know, this is pieced together from found footage and blah, 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 blah. What was making me mad, though, is that there would be shots that are first-person point-of-view shots, but when they're looking, they're jumping back and forth between the characters because...
They don't have cameras.
They don't have cameras, exactly.
I heard about that.
And it was.
I haven't seen it, so
it was making me mad because there was no, like you said, there's no outside photography, and in the beginning of the movie, it specifically states that this is all from found footage,
which means it has to be shot with a camera of some sort.
Exactly. So when it's swapping positions, like you normally would, when you're, you know, focusing on
this fucking guy.
When you're focusing on one person, and then the conversation changes, and it focuses on the other, but it would do that from the perspective of the other person.
Without a camera.
But there is no camera on these people.
If Joe and I were in a conversation, the edit would be me holding a phone or a camera.
Yeah.
Should be. Him doing the same thing. So when it goes over my, like from my point of view, you should see him holding a camera of some sort.
But it's not like
that. But it's not. It would just be him.
Yeah.
So it's like almost like they did this. Like, oh, okay. And then hand him the camera. He faces at me. Then I take my lines and then hand it back to me and do it. Like, I was like, yeah, I heard about that.
Google Glass.
Well, it'd be okay if they were wearing Google Glass.
The only thing I could think of is that it looked like they were wearing Bluetooth headsets, but I don't like. There's
like the clip-on ones.
It was literally like an earpiece.
Oh, gotcha. Like the Sony ones that came out a while back.
Yeah, but they didn't look like any type of video recording. Plus, they were literally only about maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches long. Like you would literally
like a Bluetooth headset.
Like a Bluetooth headset would be. So obviously, if you were doing that found footage type thing, you would
see like their side of
the head, you know, not a clear shot to the person that you're talking to. And then, of course, some of the characters just make me mad. Just really fucking
dumb logic. Yeah.
But the ending of the movie, once the Blair Witch really starts to make her presence known, that's where it starts to get really good.
Really?
And there's a house scene where they're running through a house just being chased at points by the Blair Witch. It was fantastic. Yeah.
What did you watch it on?
That one was on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have access to that.
Yeah. Like I said, I know there was nowhere that I could find that had the original or even the sequel to the original that I could find.
Blair Witch 2 is terrible.
I'm sure it was.
I went into seeing the first one in the theaters after knowing it was fake, whatever. I shouldn't say air quotes fake, it was fake. But I mean, it was in this experience to watch, and it's super unnerving.
Yeah.
The second one was just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
The second movie I went and watched was 1922, a Netflix original movie based off the short novella, I think it was.
Yeah.
For Stephen King. From Stephen King.
Not for Stephen King.
Right.
Someone wrote it for him.
Somebody wrote it for him. It's a love letter to Stephen King.
Can you imagine how fucking terrible one of those would be? How fucked up some rando would be? Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I'm a third of the way creepy. Through a heart-shaped box.
Yes. Is it not amazing?
It is.
Oh, my God.
It is.
It's the Joe Hill book?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't.
So I finally read it. Because I wanted to get in the Joe Hill mindset before Strange Weather comes out, which is the short story one that came out this week. And so I was like, oh, I haven't read that one. And I read all the other ones. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just read that one, right? Because everyone talks about, oh, how great it is, right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And now so I'm only good. Like a third of the way into it. And there are characters in it. Like, I love that he's not keeping this to himself, like, right away. Like, that's one of the things that pisses me off in movies or books or anything when characters are experiencing horror elements.
Supernatural stuff.
Supernatural stuff. They're just like, no, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Nothing is all. And you're like hearing voices, here and there and slowly going fucking insane.
Yeah, your dog's being humped by a ghost. Just like, nope, not seeing
it. No, not seeing anything. Nothing's wrong. Yep. Yeah, at all. But so far the book's nothing like that.
What's happening so Jude, far?
The
Judas Coin. He goes by Jude, but his name is Judas Coin.
Yeah.
Which is the coin.
So,
it's a biblical reference.
So he
obviously has the suit already.
He has the suit already, right. But he trashed his recording studio, or at least the tapes that he has.
Okay.
Or I should say tapes, but books. He's throwing the books around. He ends up on the one tape. Joe Hill is a lot like his dad, where he just goes into a
weird tangent,
and that tape during that scene was one of them, where he's flipping out because he just talked
film,
yeah the
right?
snuff
yeah.
film where he's talking about he talked to the sister of the girl who ends up killing herself, and the suit is a revenge ploy when their grandpa died,
stepfather died.
He's attached to this suit. And they send it to the rock star, but he has to buy it. There's a whole thing about that.
Yeah.
But while after he gets off the phone talking to her, and he starts losing his shit, he starts throwing books around, and he almost throws the tape, and he stops, and he's like, oh, it's not a book. And then just fucking tangent on the tape.
And it goes into some fucking detail.
Yeah.
Later on, it goes into more.
But no, so where I'm at is the chapter, the beginning of the chapter where he, right after that scene, he walks through the hallway. He can see the ghost sitting there, looking at him in the chair.
And sunlight's going through his legs.
Yeah. And, you know, his girlfriend doesn't see her. Georgia doesn't see him. Fucking creepy where he finally makes a noise and the ghost drops that
the
pendulum type razor.
Yep.
And a second later, it appears in Jude's hand and he throws it, but it's not there. And then the suit is just laid out on the bed, and it smells like rotting flesh.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where I am.
Wait till the reveal, man. Jesus Christ, I can't wait for you to read that.
Yeah.
It's the fucking greatest thing ever.
How far into the book is that?
Oh, it's damn near the end. He pulls a Stephen King for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he pulls his father right out of the fucking, like, there's literally, it's a cutout, like, step by step. How to be like my dad. And not in a bad way. I'm saying it's like he obviously learned from his father.
Yeah, if you're going to emulate somebody.
Yeah, might as well. One of the greatest fucking American authors of all time. Yeah,
that's true.
Most prolific fucking American writer of all time. Jesus.
No shit.
So many goddamn books. Ridiculous.
But 1922, and I haven't read the novella. It would be interesting to go find it. it's such a, first off, Thomas Jane,
what is it? Which one is
the
that
Punisher
one
gives a phenomenal performance in this movie. Phenomenal.
Full dark, no stars.
Full dark, no stars. Yeah. But it's a part. It's one part of.
Yeah.
So there's other stories to go along with it.
Yes, there's four parts.
Yeah. But it's completely fucked up. The whole premise is that he marries this girl near, you know, they have farms that are right next to each other. When he marries her, he basically combines their farms type of thing.
Which is what happens back in the day.
But she still owns that farm, which is a larger farm than what he is. But they're just barely getting by. They have a son, and eventually she just doesn't want to be.
Does she want to move to the city or something?
She wants to move to the city. She doesn't want to be a farmer anymore. If they sold it to a some sort of land developer that's looking to buy, then they'll make a lot of money and just be able to move into the city and be happy there.
Well,
but he has it, right, the way she thinks about it. But he has it, this thing in his mind where it's like a man is only worth what land he owns. So he owns most of this land and owns the rest of it through his wife. But eventually it gets to the point where the wife is like, look, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to sell off my land and I'm going to leave you. The worst part about this movie is that he slowly at this point begins to convince his son that his mother is bad and that she's going to sell the land and run off on him. So he convinces him to help him murder his wife.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Which is his mother.
Which is his mother. And then the way they go about doing it, because there's a whole scene where they're talking about like how to kill her, and the son is like, well, we could use a pillow, and the dad's like, no, that's too slow, that's too painful, blah, 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 blah. What they end up doing is smothering her with a pillow. That's the son smothering her with a pillow while Thomas Jane is trying to slit her throat, but just keeps fucking it up. Takes like 5 or 6 swipes before it finally hits the artery and just blood gushes everywhere.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Yeah. But from that point on, it's just slowly decays into more and more fucked up shit. He begins seeing his wife. His son gets the neighbor's daughter pregnant and then ends up running away and becoming a bank robber, which ends up, they end up, dying at another point, and he just slowly goes into insanity. Man?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When you haven't seen a movie and I have, yes.
It's fucked up, man.
That's fucked up.
Not cool.
That's a movie?
That's a movie. That was a
show.
No, that's a Netflix original movie, 1922. Yeah, he did another one, and I haven't seen it yet. I can't remember what the name of it was. Do you remember the other one that Netflix did?
Oh, Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game, yeah. It's again put in horror, but it doesn't look like a horror movie.
It's a suspense. When you
read it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a horror element to it.
There's probably a horror element to it. Just the way they describe it, it doesn't sound like a horror.
Gia-son.
What was the third movie I watched?
The Rite.
The Rite, because I was looking for another like ghost style movie. Well, ghost style movie to watch.
That was a good movie.
And because, as you know, I don't like the
gore.
The gore, the, you know, the Saw movies, the gore for the sake of gore type movies. Saw movie?
No one's going to see it. I have to work
that night.
I didn't tell you what night it was.
I have to work.
He's working all the nights.
I'm working all the nights.
I'm working the next 35 days in a row.
There's no nights.
No nights that I'm not working. No mornings that I'm not. I'm just working. Like, except when I'm not. I'm just working.
Hey. During the movie, he's working.
During the movie, I'm working.
I hope you both choke on your own.
But
dicks.
The right.
Good. The right. Anthony Hopkins
is terrifying, period.
Exactly. That's why I like that movie.
Like, even before the whole idea that I actually like the idea of the movie, it's where, you know, the son of a mortician, would it be? Kind of losing his faith, but the only professions that his family has ever done is either a preacher or a mortician, and he didn't want to do mortician, so he went to become a preacher. And
it's, you know, still two not excellent jobs to be able to choose from.
Still not great in his faith, and so one of his instructors or the lead of the place that he's going to learn that stuff convinces him to start taking exorcism classes over at the Vatican. Yeah, because it's something new that they started doing, because there's been more and more reports of demonic possession. And even in there, he's not very, he's still questioning faith and stuff. And so one of those teachers sends him to Anthony Hopkins' character. And that gets to what I'm saying. Even before the end of the movie, which I will spoil it again.
Spoiler.
Anthony Hopkins gets possessed.
Yep.
I've already seen this. So it's not a spoiler.
You have already seen it. So he's creepy then, but he's still fucking creepy before he becomes possessed. And that's just Anthony Hopkins being
there
Anthony
Hopkins. There was a really creepy donkey in that too, wasn't there?
No, seriously, there was. So yeah, there's
that
a
was
scene.
What I remember I think you're the most.
Bachelor party.
No.
That's not creepy. That one's just sexy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. And the scene that he's talking about is so they encounter this specific demon that basically wants to haunt the priest kid. But, you know, fuck him up in a roundabout way. They were able to exorcise it out of this pregnant girl. And it starts to show up in places. Well, it starts to manifest itself in places around the kid priest. So one of them was he's looking down through the window of his apartment that he's staying at, which actually I think was a part of the Vatican. And you can see hoof prints in the snow that kind of like go out from the entrance of the place he's staying and roll back in. And he starts hearing other things. And he gets a phone call from his dad, who is in the hospital. Well, halfway through the phone call, if the audio cuts out and then comes back in, and he's actually talking to one of the doctors there. And they were telling him that his dad died 5 hours ago or something like that. And he's like, no, I just was talking to him. He's like, no, you weren't. So he runs downstairs and comes out snowing. You still see the hoof prints, and then you suddenly see this like horse or donkey, just red eyes, just fucking staring at him. And the scene goes on for probably about another 10 seconds when suddenly in a blink, snow's gone, donkey's gone. He's just standing out in the middle of the night in an empty street.
And at the beginning, it kind of foreshadows because there was a little kid who got stomped on a donkey. Or at least,
oh yeah,
he has
yeah.
the markings of it.
Which I didn't catch at
there's
first.
There's no donkey.
The first time they showed it, I didn't catch that because they were upside, you know, they were upside down horseshoe prints, and it just looked like scratches to me. But when they came back to the kid, I was like, oh shit, those are hoof marks.
Yep.
On this kid's back. That's fucked up.
So amazing about that movie.
But it was actually a pretty good movie. I wouldn't say it was like a fantastic, phenomenal movie. Like not one of my favorite horror movies.
I was
going to
say, as good as horror movies go, that was a good one.
Well, I mean, it was good, but I wouldn't say as horror movies go.
No, because there were still more elements that I personally would like to see in a ghost movie. More of like stuff manifesting and you being able
more
to
pottery.
See things or more... Like paranormal activity, you know.
You're right.
Deliverance from Evil. That was a great movie.
Yeah?
Which one's that one?
Deliverance from Evil with Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was fun. Did you ever watch The Witch?
The Witch. That was, no,
the one
I didn't.
We did last year when we did the horror movies I told you about?
No, I didn't.
It was fucked up, man.
That was the one that where she was living in the woods and was, like, kidnapping children or something
No,
like
that's
that.
The one where, well, there was a... witch in the woods, but her and her family get like exiled from the town, and then like they start like having like the little kid goes missing, and then he shows back up, and he's all like fucked up, his hair's like cut or whatever. And there's like the black goat they call Black Adam.
Yeah, okay, I vaguely remember.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, but I remember you describing it. Now
it was fucked up.
Yeah,
so fucking good. And I forgot about this, and then it popped up on my. On the Netflix, the 16th, that fucking crazy French cannibal movie, Raw, hit Netflix. I'm watching that thing for the show. Yeah.
Is that the one where people were passing out in the movie?
Yeah.
Later?
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch that thing.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot it came out on the 16th, and it dazed me, and I was going through. I was like, oh, I got to add 1922, and I saw it. I was like, add to list.
No, I'm good.
Wait, that popped up on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the big thing. Is like I was like, I was gonna buy it on iTunes, and then I was like, well, it's on Netflix. Might as well watch that shit.
I'll be busy watching Stranger Things.
He's working.
I'm working. I'm working.
It's available now. Stranger Things 2 is not.
I'm working.
Yeah, but he's working till Stranger.
You know what the best thing about Stranger things too. So rewatching the first season in 4K.
I need to do
you
that.
Did it?
Yeah.
I
in one day.
In one day.
Last Thursday I was like, fuck it, not doing anything else.
How many episodes is it? It's only 8, right? I thought that one was the 8.
You know, it is.
I thought it was
8 hours of TV show.
Yeah, I mean, I did it the first time. I watched it
of course.
Straight through.
That's an easy binge compared to, like, Daredevil. Yeah. Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Those ones.
13 hours, yeah.
Iron Fist.
I mean, those, like, 13 episode long ones, like, that's more than a day. Like, you shouldn't be watching that many hours of television in a row.
No.
I do. But yeah, no, Stranger Things, man, I can't. Oh.
So you're gonna binge it Friday?
No, it's the thing I work on Friday, so I'm gonna watch the first two episodes.
Working. He's working
Thursday night. Because I'm not gonna be able to go see Jigsaw because none of my friends want to go see it.
I'm working that night.
I'm not working. I just don't want to see it. Yeah. At least I'm an honest friend.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, it's not like I could go see it earlier and see this, but doesn't matter. And then I will watch at least two episodes that night and then wake up in the morning before work because I think I close on Friday. And then I'll watch a few more and then I'll watch an episode at lunch instead of playing video games and then I come home and finish it.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, man. Buddy. I will have it done in a day.
It seems like a waste to me. I don't know.
Why? I mean, I've only seen the first season like five times now.
You have the ability to rewatch stuff.
You catch more stuff. It's awesome.
I mean,
not by the fifth time.
I mean,
I could probably
rewatch Stranger Things because it is awesome, but I just don't generally like going back to things that I've already seen.
Well, you're dumb.
Depends on what it is.
Depends on, that's what I mean.
Old comedies I go back to all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I mean, like Stranger Things, I could probably go back to it, but for the most part,
like, there's some episodes of 30 Rock I've probably seen 15 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's Always Sunny.
Watch.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're dumb about.
So, yeah.
But like usual, I plan on spreading that out. I'll probably watch a few episodes on Saturday.
I'm going to ruin
maybe
for
an
you.
Episode so real, or two
real
on
quick
Sunday.
Before we go, since this is going to be the last episode before Halloween.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Give your one, if you had one recommendation for a Halloween watch, what would it be?
Well, you put me on the spot.
Just one. Just one. It doesn't have to be the only one you watch, but you should, if you're going to do some Halloween watching, what's one you recommend?
Skip me. Come back to me.
Joe. One Halloween movie you watch. What's it going to be?
There are so many good ones. Even ones that aren't like straight up horror movies. Because I was thinking like...
Anything in that genre.
Nightmare Before Christmas would be a good one. A good Halloween watch.
Watch too.
Even Ghostbusters. Like Ghostbusters would be a fantastic watch around this time of year.
Especially the first one.
Trick or Treat actually popped to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Adam?
Yeah.
Since Joe took Trick or Treat, I'm thinking Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp.
Not bad.
Cody?
Oh, my God. Is it going to be out in time? I wish. By the way, speaking of it, you can watch the opening scene online now.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know why they released it. Just like, hey, happy Halloween. Here, be traumatized.
You creepy bastards.
Well, you can watch the original series one.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's not as terrifying as the...
You know.
It holds up
if you remember watching it the first time. Yeah. That's the only way it holds up.
That's,
if you're, you know...
If you're new at this and you watch it, you're going to be like, this is dumb. Why is there more blood? Oh, my God. Is this such a hard question?
Just one of... You could have 1,000, but if there's one you want to recommend.
Well, like, what would be the one that you would watch? You're like, okay, it's October. It's Scary Movie Month. I'm going to watch this blank. The first movie that you watch. Like, there's going to be a bunch of them, but what's the first one that you watch?
I think a good... I mean, the first one I'd watch, which is the first one I watched this year, was Evil Dead, the original.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go. Evil Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Not
funny one?
Well, yeah, the first serious one that he made, and then later, I mean, Evil Dead 2. If you listen to my podcast, I will break it down for you because that's what I talk about. But the other one I was thinking of too is has anyone seen Antichrist?
Mm-mm. Wait, is that with Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe?
Oh, so disturbing.
Yeah, I love that fucking movie.
It's there's some weird cutting in there, and then stabbing
tree sex.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that with what, the tree sex. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. Did he? What was that rock thing that he stabbed in the girl's leg and she just rolled with it?
Yeah, man, it was awesome.
It was.
So, the movie was so fucked up, dude.
Oh, my God. I watched it at work.
You watched that at work?
Remember, I worked midnights.
Oh, that's true.
I watched 8mm at work. Because I didn't know what the movies were about, so I just played them.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, I remember what about you, when I
Michael?
Oh, I already know his.
What?
Sixth Day.
Ew! Oh, really?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, please tell me you don't like that movie.
I mean, I don't hate it. It's
a yeah, see? See?
It's we're pretty best awful. Friends now.
It's pretty awful.
We're less friends.
See? It's pretty awful, but I don't even think of that one as a Halloween watch.
That's well, it directly involves the devil trying to bring back.
No,
the,
that's not.
You're thinking of End of Days.
End of Days. Yeah. Is what I'm thinking of.
No, sorry. 6 Days that fucking
six
shit. Days,
clone that's now clone that's one. The sci fi clone
that's,
one.
Right? That one's that's fucking sorry. Terrible. I will let you. If you want to pick End of Days, I'll let you. Because that movie is tolerable compared to fucking 6 Days.
Yes, I meant End of Days is
more than tolerable, sir.
No, it's not. It's fucking awesome. No. You said it because it's got
Swiss. I actually like it too.
I
if you're gonna watch one of those movies like that, watch Stigmata. That's a much better version of that movie.
But it doesn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know it doesn't.
Throw Schwarzenegger.
And not reason why. It's not saying because he's bad in it. It's because that movie is not super awesome. But it's
in the days, Kevin Pollak's finest work.
We're done. Y'all go fuck yourselves.